This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Smoke from wildfires burning in Arizona and New Mexico is once again blowing into Colorado. The smoke includes fine particles that can trigger or worsen heart and lung problems and could get more intense overnight, especially in parts of southern Colorado. Health officials say people who are sensitive to poor air quality should reduce heavy exertion in smoky areas for the next few days. Xcel Energy has the final blessing from state regulators to build a $2 billion transmission line on the Eastern Plains. CPR Sam Brash reports it could have a harder time winning over locals.
Carrie Giblets is a retired teacher who lives in Elbert County. She knows Xcel's so-called power pathway will allow a rapid build-out of wind and solar projects, but she worries it could trash the wildlife-rich Bijou Basin near her home.
So they're ruining the place where we live, and they're ruining this wildlife habitat for power for the Denver metro area.
Giblets and her neighbors formed a group to oppose the plan and push Xcel to reroute the transmission line. The company says that's impossible without raising costs for ratepayers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A Nebraska man pleaded guilty this week for making several threatening posts on Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's social media accounts. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 42-year-old man from Lincoln, Travis Ford, made multiple threats last summer, asking Griswold if she felt safe and telling her that her security detail is way too thin to protect her. He also wrote, quote, "This world is unpredictable these days. Anything can happen to anyone." The election official in court documents is not named, but Griswold confirmed that the threats were made against her after the 2020 election. Ford faces 2 years in federal prison. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.